Northumberland 89.7. Committed to local news.
Snow in the forecast, complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. No charges have been laid following an alleged firearm threat at a Coburg restaurant early Saturday morning. Officers responded to a licensed establishment at approximately 12:30 a.m. near 3rd and King Streets, as apparently a group of people threatened to use a firearm. When officers arrived, the suspects had apparently fled. Police claim the suspects were later seen leaving one vehicle and entering another, attempting to leave that area. That vehicle was stopped and the suspects detained and searched. No firearms were located. The investigation continues. Coburg Police Chief Paul Vandegraaff says his police force will implement any recommendations from a review by the Ontario Inspectorate of Police. That review of all police forces in the province comes after corruption and organized crime charges were recently laid against several Toronto police officers. Vandegraaff, who welcomes this review, says his police force currently has a robust internal accountability process for officers.
But we really ensure with internal practices, internal policies, as well as an audit feature. So there's already an existing audit feature that exists. So if I have any complaints that one of my officers was accessing information inappropriately, I can run an audit and see basically every day, every time, every query that individual did.
Vandegraaff says he anticipates there will be provincial recommendations coming from this report. The search for a new police chief in Coburg has taken its next step as the job has been officially posted this morning. Coburg Police Board Vice Chair Sean Graham says this marks a pivotal transition towards new leadership for the police service.
The board is approaching this process with care, diligence, and clear focus on the needs of our community and our service. In fact, as of 8 a.m. this morning, the posting for the 14th Chief of Police for Coburg Police Service has been officially released. This marks an important milestone in the process and the beginning of a new chapter for the organization.
Vandegraaff, who announced his resignation in December to spend more time with his family, is expected to leave the post later this spring. In sports, the Coburg Cougars lose another, being shut out twice in the past two games last night, being defeated by the Trenton Goldenhawks 4-0. They lost 16-0 Friday to Collingwood and have been outscored 37-5 in the past four games. The Trent Hills Thunder looked to gain ground in their first-round playoff series, with Frankfurt being down 2-0. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
Since 2001, Country Sign and Wraps has been delivering real customer service and attention to detail. From concept to completion, we've handled thousands of projects. Signage, trade show displays, printing solutions, and vehicle, marine, and power sport wraps. Our considered approach to planning, design, and production resonates with folks, retailers, and trade partners, all out of our production facility right here in Northumberland. Discover small town hospitality with big city capabilities. Visit our website at countrysigns.ca or call or text us at 905-516-1000.
It's cold out there, and for too many people in our community, it's more than just the weather. The coldest night of the year is a winterific, family-friendly fundraising walk supporting local charities helping people facing hurt, hunger, and homelessness. Join Hope and Light Urban Outreach in Coburg on Saturday, February 28th, as we walk together toward our $30,000 goal. Bundle up, bring the family, and be part of the warmth, because it's cold out there. Thank you to our media sponsor, Northumberland 89.7, for helping us warm our community together. Visit cnoy.org/Coburg to register.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. 5 to 10 centimeters of snow tonight, low minus 11. Flurries tomorrow, high plus 2. A mix of sun and cloud Thursday, high minus 1. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.